From Australia, how to make money on OnlyFans by Melbourne mum earning five figures each month, working 2 days a week, no longer my part-time hustle. Well, it is your part-time hustle. You're working 2 days a week. but you're just not having to hustle anymore and do anything else besides that. So now you're just working part-time but making way more. Wow. Wouldn't that be nice, guys? You could work 2 days a week and make 20 grand a month. Wouldn't that be fucking wonderful? I mean, it wouldn't be great if you were fucking Indian. I guess that'd be, what, 20,000 rupees, which ain't a lot. I don't know. But U.S. dollars, British pounds, Australian bucks, whatever the fuck they call their money in Australia land. Yeah, that'd be nice. Work 2 days a week, make 20 grand a month. On OnlyFans. What's wrong with you fucking guys? The reason that these thoughts are able to exist, making their big fucking bags of cash, is because you idiots are paying them. Why are you doing that? What's wrong with you fucking guys? Jeez, God. Don't you want to keep your money? You're not getting anything out of it. Go watch porn. Go watch Pornhub or Xvideo. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. Well, I feel like we have some heartfelt connection when I give her money and she says my name. Yeah. She knows that. But you're still getting nothing out of it. Good God. Just go find a Pornhub video where the, you know, the dude that's banging her has your name and she screams his name. There you go. Same difference. I would know the difference. Really, is that knowledge worth hundreds of dollars? It's crazy. Oh, this is insane shit. Oh, God. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask you to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner in the middle of my webpage. In the very middle, you will find many, many off-show services that I offer. And at the bottom of the page, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to support my continued content creation. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. All right, back to the story. So a former administrative worker, well, they couldn't even write out the word administrator. They just wrote admin worker. Well, what's wrong with you journos out there? You can't write whole words? Was it really going to take up that much more of the story? Was it really going to be that much of an inconvenience? You couldn't write administrator. You had to write admin. That just annoys me. An admin worker. You mean a secretary? Oh, we don't call it that. That's sexist. Why? We don't know. I don't know either. Who turned her hand to making content on OnlyFans has revealed how the controversial role nets her five-figure sum each week. Each week? I thought it was each month. What? She's making 10 plus grand a week? And she's a single mother. Ugh, guys, what the fuck? Are these guys that have, like, mommy issues? Are these dudes that have, like, some kind of weird Oedipus complex? Are these dudes that want to be with the mommy because they want to be with their own fucking mommy? What's going on with you fucking guys? There's not single broads on OnlyFans who'll take a dump in a bucket for you? Wouldn't a lot of these thoughts on OnlyFans do anything you ask them to if you give them enough money? Why would you pay a single fucking mom five figures a week, which could potentially be six figures a month? She must be hot. I don't care how hot she is, but she got a kid. I mean, I guess she could be smoking fucking 10 plus, super fucking mega hot, supernova hot. But with a kid, I kind of doubt it. I saw her picture in passing. I wasn't too impressed. What the fuck? Why are you... I mean, listen, you shouldn't be using OnlyFans anyway, okay? Makes you a pathetic simp loser, all right? You're really putting this very, very mediocre poon on a pedestal. But if you're gonna use OnlyFans, couldn't you at the very least not support a single mother? Couldn't you at the very least find a single broad, or at least a broad that they're probably all involved, of course. They just don't tell you because they know you're a pathetic simp who pedestalizes them and that you're holding out for a real relationship with them, but you're really living in fucking la-la land. You're totally completely delusional thinking any of these broads is going to get with you. How about that story of that one guy that paid 10 grand to meet his OnlyFans favorite broad and he got a hug, and that was it. Pathetic. But guys, If you're gonna use OnlyFans, find a broad without a kid. What the fuck? Yeah, oh, a five-figure sum a week. Melbourne mom Emily Mai. Mai. She's probably Asian or something. I don't know. Isn't ashamed of her occupation. That's the problem. Yeah. In fact, the reason Emily chose her career path was for her 15-month-old son. Really? You did this for him? What do you think it's going to be like for him when he gets to school? And kids start, Googling him, Googling his name, Googling his mom, who they think is real hot or not. I don't know. By then, she'll probably be a pig once he gets into school. Once it's not necessary for this broad to look good, believe me, she'll pig out. But, what's this going to do to his life when all his schoolmates find out his mother is a whore? It's going to make his life real fucking hard. I don't care if it's a boy. I don't care if it was a girl. Yeah, I see. Yeah. I wonder if she would be an OnlyFans if she had a daughter. I wonder. I never wanted to be one of those moms that missed out on all the important things. Well, you know, you could have had a husband. That would have solved that problem. Then you wouldn't miss out. And if you're good looking enough and you cashed your chips in early enough, you could have found yourself a guy who made enough money that you could stay home with the kid. Then you wouldn't miss out on anything. I know. No. God forbid I watch my diet and learn how to cook and clean and appreciate the simple things in life and not swallow the fucking feminist Kool-Aid. Now, I got to go get a career as an administrative worker. Secretary! Yeah. And now she's likely to earn up to 200K a year. Yeah, that's got a fucking expiration date, by the way, lady. I mean, you're only going to be able to do this for so long. What are you going to do when you hit the wall? If you haven't already. A lot of simps out there are paying post-war broads on OnlyFans as well. But what are you going to do when you get too old? What are you going to do then? And the money dries up. I should go back to being a secretary, I guess. So they won't want to hire you because of your OnlyFans history? It's unfair. So up until 2017, Emily held down an administrative job, but she hated the thought of continuing a 9-to-5 role that meant she had to race home before her toddler fell asleep. Race home. So she was having to pay a nanny or something to sit with the kid? Yeah. You ladies, you really made the right choices. Instead of choosing to have an easy life, stay at home, and take care of a kid that sleeps most of the fucking time and every few hours breastfeed until they're like 2 years old, and then you can send it off to fucking pre-preschool or pre-K or whatever the fuck they call it these days. It allows you to justify sending your kid away to be with strangers when they're 2-3 years old. And then you sit on your ass. Instead of opting for that option, you opted for the 9-to-5 and spend no time with your kids. That's fucking great. Oh, yeah, there she is. She's got big cans, but she's not that attractive. Cheeks are too big. Her cheeks, they're too cherubic. She's got Santa Claus cheeks. Drunk Santa cheeks. They're a little too big. A little too big. A little too flushed. I don't like the cheeks. I think she's probably a little chunky. Anyway, she dreamt of a high-paying job. So what? I dream of a high-paying fucking job. I ain't gonna get one. I mean, I would like that high-paying job. I don't dream about one, but I mean, it would be fucking nice. I have thought about what I would do with that money if I made that much, and then I realized, I wouldn't do anything more, really, so what the fuck do I want to waste my time dreaming about that? And that's pretty much when I stopped doing it. It's a pretty quick realization, actually. But we've all done that. So what? With flexible hours so she could be the best mom possible. Oh, but she's a woman, and she got a kid. I mean, she made some bad choices, so she should get her dream. She should have it come true. She started as a waitress. Yeah. In 2017, Emily quit her administrative... By the way, this would have been the time that you could have cashed in your chips and found a husband. Quit her admin role and started waitressing in a popular Melbourne strip club. She was a stripper? She wasn't even a stripper. So she wasn't attractive enough. She wasn't hot enough to be a stripper. So she just waitressed as... what? Yeah, she's not good looking. Well, I don't know. I've seen some pretty ugly strippers, so I guess she's good enough looking. I don't know. Waitress at a strip club. Just get up on fucking stage and strip. My friend was working as a masseuse, giving happy endings for the club. A strip club that has a masseuse? Yeah, that's not a real masseuse, you know. That's just some broad that gives hand jobs and then maybe a blowjob if you pay her enough. Okay, that's... A fucking strip club that has a masseuse. Yeah, right. That's a masseuse. Sure. Masseuse for the club. You know, shoulder rubs and stuff like that. It makes me. No, it's not shoulder rubs. But anyway, they have to say that's what it is, okay? Anyway, age 28, she quickly climbed the ranks and eventually her boss encouraged her to step into a more managerial role called a house mum. Isn't that a madam? Isn't that what they call a madam in a Bordeaux? In a Bordello? Or. Isn't that what they call the broad that runs a whorehouse? Yeah, okay. The role saw Emily provide emotional support for women, along with rostering, deciding who goes on stage, yeah, keeping the girls in line, and general managerial duties. So she was a flesh peddler of a sort. Oh, that's great. That's great. There is a spicy pic of her. Not really that spicy. That's not worth money. She's a little chunky. She doesn't have any muscle definition. I mean, she's softer if you're into that kind of soft. I like more athletic chicks, but I mean, see her inner thigh is kind of hanging there? She's a little chunky. Not my type. I'm not a giant tit guy either. Yeah, I like a handful, maybe a little more, but I mean, that's just personal preference, but she's a little chunky for me, but you know. Anyway. Soon she was promoted again, adding dance and house mom to her resume. This is a real thing? Dance mom and house mom? I mean, I'll be honest. I think I went to a strip club once because, you know, I was just curious. I knocked it on my bucket list. I wanted to see what it was about. It was the most boring fucking experience. When you're totally completely red pilled, it's like, okay. These are just a bunch of cynical opportunists. They want my money, and they're going to pretend to like me, and they think I'm pathetic enough to fall for that. And then I got the fuck out of there after one $75 drink. Oh, this is how this works. Oh, get the fuck out of here. You want to buy me a drink? Sure, $75. Yeah, oh, this is a scam. I realized right then and there, not for me. It doesn't interest me in the least. So I don't know a lot about strip clubs, but... I wasn't aware they had things like house mums and dance mums. This is a new thing. Anyhow, the story continues. Now working with the strippers, I got to hear and see how much they were making, Emily admits. They all probably had OnlyFans. Which begs the question, why were they stripping? I guess extra money. I guess publicity. I guess they could tell their clients, go watch me on OnlyFans. Probably weren't hot enough looking broads to, make much money on OnlyFans, I guess. I don't know. Clocking upwards of 70 hours a week, Emily's wage didn't come close to those of her junior staff members, who often only worked 3 nights a week. Well, yeah. Yeah. So these job titles, dance mom and house mom. Yeah. She's just a glorified administrative worker. Got to give her these fancy titles to get her to take and keep the fucking job, make her feel important. Yeah. Yeah. Flashing their cash and tips, Emily was stunned at how much the dancers made and their flexible hours. Well, yeah, if you have no dignity, if you have no self-respect, you can make a whole bunch of money, sure. I'm sure if I wanted to make a bunch of cash, I could find a bunch of old guys who'd want to do a lot of, I mean, much older than me, a lot of weird, disgusting, degenerate shit to me. Not interested. I have self-esteem. I have integrity. I have self-respect. I have no interest in degrading myself for cash, man. So she made the leap out of her manager role into dancing. I knew I wanted to start stripping at some of the more well-known clubs. Of course. Yeah. So Friday and Saturday night, with the occasional Monday shift, Emily began stripping. Of course. I wasn't making huge money, but for 2 or 3 nights a week, I was making about $60,000 a year. That's not bad, working a few nights a week. The thrill of making cash, doing something as simple as dancing, appealed to Emily. Of course it did. It's easy money. Easy money appeals to all of us. Unfortunately, most of us cannot avail ourselves of that kind of privilege. Yeah, Emily, and she started wanting more. Yeah. So she began side hustling on apps like Snapchat Premium. I thought if I was already getting naked at work, why not do it on these apps? Okay, well, when are you having time to spend with your son? I thought this was all about spending time with your son. Now you were doing all this stuff in your supposed free time. When are you spending time with your son? I thought spending time with your son was your justification for being a whore. It wasn't just your drive to earn more money. No, it was attention. It was being the thought that most women are. Oh, Emily wanted to be a mom one day and knew she couldn't strip while she was pregnant. Oh, so this was before she got pregnant. She wanted to be a mom one day. Well, how'd she become a mom? I found some Chad or Tyrone that she liked the cut of his jib, and they got knocked up by him and then demanded child support in addition to this big money that she's making. But I'm not going to be dumb enough to marry him, because if I marry him, then he could sue me for alimony, because I probably would make more than him. In fact, I know I will make more, because I have my eye on this Chad or Tyrone. I want to be my baby daddy. He got good genes. He's big. He's strong. He got a 12-pack big dick, but he's a loser. Oh, but he's strong. And he's hot. Makes my stomach go butterflies and my heart go pitter-patter. So, yeah. It's amazing how calculating and critical women can be in thought when it comes to money. They don't apply that anywhere else in their life, unfortunately. Yeah, so the young woman, began testing the waters on different apps, filming content for a price, and looking for a good genetic contributor to her child's makeup. Yeah, but I don't want him to be part of the child's life. Of course. Yeah. And then these are the same bros that wonder, where are all the good men? Well, they're 40. So in February 2019, she stumbled across a subscription-based social media platform, OnlyFans. Yeah. We all know about that. It only allows users to purchase original content from creators. Has a large following of people who use the app for sexual content. You know, by the way, they were going to ban the porn, but they changed their mind when they found out it would bankrupt them. So Emily started her account and watched her subscribers grow and grow. You must be some thirsty fucking guys. I saw her pictures. I wasn't that impressed. Using her corporate world knowledge. What corporate world knowledge? She was a secretary. Emily began cross-marketing her OnlyFans account on her social media channels. That takes corporate knowledge to post some links to cross-promote? Really? Well, I guess you got to play it up when you're talking about abroad. I guess that's impressive when you're abroad. I figured out I could put a link from website A on website B. Wow, that's some corporate knowledge. Encouraging her followers to pay for exclusive content. Boasting over 1.2 million TikTok followers. 1.2 million? Fuck's wrong with you guys? The young woman hints at the content she provides through her subscriptions. Mm. Of course, there she is scolding the kid. You don't want to give me money because you don't think I'm hot enough. Maybe you'll feel some sympathy and give me some money because I got a baby to take care of. Now she's monetizing her child. Wow. Wow. There behind the paywall, Emily creates the explicit content, either requested or original. I wonder if I could get her to dump in a bucket for $100. You think I could get her to take a shit for $100 on film? I bet I could. The beginning of 2020, Emily fell pregnant and gave birth to a healthy boy 9 months later. Of course. Oh, yeah. I'm making a big money now. Now I can have my baby. And I can use that baby to grift even more money. Yeah. It was everything she had worked towards. With the flexible hours and comfortable cash flow. Yeah. The now single mom decided to up her game on her OnlyFans account. Why didn't you just find a husband? Then I would have had to actually work. Now I can hire a nanny and a maid. I don't have to do anything. Wow, yeah. Somebody tell me again about how women are oppressed. Well, OnlyFans was no longer my part-time hustle. But it is still a part-time hustle. It's just your only job. People think, oh, I'll just upload a few nudes, but you can't. You have to constantly hustle. You can never be on cruise control. What do you mean constantly? You're working 2 days a week, bitch. There's nothing constant about that. Working 2 days a week. Yeah, who wrote this article? They don't know the meaning of words. 2 days a week, Emily gets a family member to babysit while she's creating content. This bitch is too cheap to hire a fucking nanny. She gets her mom or a sister or an aunt or something to fucking look after the kid for free. Well, I guess in that sense, she's a good businesswoman. Well, she's creating content. Creating content. Get the fuck out of here. That's not content. Content is thought-provoking. It takes some effort. This, you're just, you know, pulling your ass cheeks apart and showing your bum hole. banging yourself with a dildo. I mean, come on, honey. That's not creating content. while she schedules her son in her for a playgroup, with a relative watching him. And when it comes to filming the explicit content, she heads to an Airbnb once or twice a week. Why? Why? Why don't you just do it in your home? It'd be even cheaper. She's not that good a businesswoman. Why are you going to a B&B? Why are you going to a hotel to film this stuff? You can't get different backdrops? I mean, that's extra money. She must be really raking it in if she can afford to do that. I guess she wants the Airbnb so that after she's gotten herself all hot and bothered, banging herself with dildos and various vibrators, she can then bang whatever random Chad or Tyrone she's hooked up with that week. I see. Oh, I see. Doesn't want him to know where she lives. She's a lot like a guy. The rest of the time, she is there for her son and proudly boasts she has never missed a milestone. What does that mean, milestone? Like his first steps and his first word? Well, I mean, you potentially could. Spending 2 days a week away from him, but I guess, you know, you're spending the majority of your time with him. Supposedly. We don't know that for sure. We only have her word to go on when she says she never missed a milestone. We don't know. She could be sending this kid to fucking daycare every day for all we fucking know, sitting there eating bonbons. We don't know. She's making enough money that she can afford to do that easily. Her son is now 1.5, and the mom declares she isn't the only parent in the industry. Oh, I know that. A lot of thirsty dudes out there. I know moms in their 30s and 40s. She says suggesting her job isn't uncommon in the school pickup line. Yeah. As for her own family, they're really supportive. So she was raised by a single mom too? I'm thinking she must have been. What self-respecting father would be supportive of this kind of lifestyle, this kind of career? I mean, I guess he could be a father that has no self-respect. That's possible, a.k.a. a beta male cuck. Yeah, okay. That's a possibility. A big possibility. Okay, there she is. She's too hippie for me. Okay, maybe she doesn't have a saddlebag there. I don't know. Doesn't look like it. The hips are a little too squared for me. She's a little hippie. Okay, doesn't have a big-time muffin top that I can see, but not my cup of tea. But anyway, granted, she's not too bad, but then their thighs are rubbing together, yo. I mean, she's got some pounds on her. She's a little thick. Not a lot thick. I mean, maybe she's banging. Well, I wouldn't want to bang her, but I mean, this low-rent broad? No. But, she's all right, but she's not worth money. Fuck out of here. You know, she's a drunk call-up. She would be like all the other broads are usually banging busy, so okay. And only in the ass, because you know that poon is so stretched out that you ain't gonna feel nothing. Emily Lass recalling the time she was catcalled on the street and her niece at least subscribed to her OnlyFans. Said subscribe to her only. Oh, please. Well, that's just great. Oh, great. Now you're indoctrinating the niece into this female empowerment bullshit. She admits she doesn't disclose her occupation to every person she meets, but everyone she has shared that part of her life with has been supportive of her choices. That's because you're cherry-picking who you're telling. Yeah, they've been supportive. You mean guys that want to bang you? Yeah, of course, because they only want to bang you. They'll tell you anything. The online world sometimes isn't as supportive, but the mom says she doesn't give a second thought to trolls. Of course not. God forbid you listen to criticism. It might be genuine. It's usually men in my DMs going, you were so hot, or can you do this? She loves the attention. Loves the attention. But sometimes her comments take a cruel turn, with Emily confessing she receives countless comments such as, countless, get the fuck out of here. You should be ashamed of yourself. Your son is going to get bullied, and you are too old. Well, your son is going to get bullied, and you are too old. You shouldn't be doing this stuff anyway, but hey. Although some comments strike a chord with Emily, she believes they're just angry at the adult industry for moving behind a paywall. What? The adult industry is not behind a paywall. You can find plenty of free porn. Plenty. The majority of porn is free, and men just get angry. We're asking them to pay. That's what you got to tell yourself, right? So you don't have to look at their criticism with a critical eye. So you don't have to look at it as if it was genuine. You can look at the criticism with the skepticism and just dismiss it out of hand. If you just say, oh, they're just jealous, or they just are angry, they don't want to pay. They have to pay. It sounds like opium to me. You sound like that Seth Rogen dude talking about all the people that hate his fucking Santa Inc. Talk about somebody on massive amounts of cope. Jesus Christ. Anyway, there you go. There you go. So, yet more single moms are getting on OnlyFans, which means the supply of simps is there to support them. Ugh. She's not that attractive abroad, actually. Her face is only like maybe a 6 at best. Her body is okay, maybe a 7 body, but she's got to slather on a lot of makeup, yo. I don't know. I'm not impressed. Maybe some of you guys out there are, but except for giant cans, she's not that attractive. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is this broad worth 200K a year to get no poon? What the fuck? I wonder how many guys out there are paying multiple thousands to this broad. I wonder how many fans she has that are diehard fans that are paying her 500 or 1,000, 2,000 a month. Hey, dudes, you could get a fucking hooker for less. You go out there, get yourself a decent looking, a good looking hooker. 500 a pop, less than 500 a pop, once a week. It'd be less than what you're paying this broad. They wouldn't make me feel as special, trust me. They'll do whatever you fucking want, well, within reason, and they'll tell you what you want to hear. And you'll actually be getting some. Oh, but no, I want to pay to have a make-believe relationship. Ah, I see. That I'm not even getting sex out of. Wow, okay. So there you go. There you go. Mediocre-looking single mom broads can now make 200K a year on OnlyFans. That's a viable option. What do you think of that, guys? Is that good? Is that great? Is that right? Are guys out there paying for this kind of attention from abroad? Are they real men? Or are they pathetic simps who need to stop simping and reserve their money for themselves? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.